A former guard at the troubled Cleveland Youth Detention Centre in North Queensland is calling for more Indigenous people to take up management positions there. It comes after the Queensland government released a report after an inquiry into allegations of mistreatment at the Townsville Centre. Catherine Gregory reports.
The Queensland government's response to the report has been swift. It's promising to spend $6 million for new staff and upgrades at the Cleveland Youth Detention Centre. But youth justice advocates want more.
Indigenous staff should be trained up in the management position so they can have some sort of influence on the decision or directions of the department.
Graham Patel is a former youth worker at the Cleveland Centre and one of the people who blew the whistle last year on allegations of mistreatment of detainees. He's welcomed the state government's decision to accept all 83 recommendations from its inquiry, including focusing on cultural programs for Indigenous detainees, which make up at least 70% of the centre's population.
But what I'm saying is internally they should have middle management Indigenous staff who should be there to oversee that those programs. So once again, they've missed the point. They're in the Royal Death in Custody. They quite clearly said that government departments need to train up Indigenous staff into management positions. So I'm very cynical about some of these recommendations being carried out.
He says there are only 4 Indigenous staff in middle management and other Indigenous workers are mostly casual.
And what's going to happen 5 or 6 years' time, because of the lack of Indigenous management staff, this is all going to start coming back together again. All these problems will arise again.
Shane Duffy, the chief executive from Queensland's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Service, agrees with these concerns.
One would suggest that if the vast majority of any clientele are one particular cultural group, then at least there should be a reflection or a percentage which identified that fact. Well, it's important to have them in there because of their cultural nuances and what they understand about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture, not just from a regional but also from a remote and very remote community. So the nuances that they have help them in guiding the centres to make decisions. But more importantly, it's about ensuring that these people are involved in the key decisions that are being made on a day-to-day basis.
The full details of the review into the Cleveland Youth Detention Centre have not been made public. The Queensland government has redacted 245 pages of the 620-page report. Attorney General Yvette Darth insists it was done under Crown Law advice and to protect the identities of detainees.
Of course, I want to release as much information as I can. I've left it to Crown Law to look at what could be released to ensure that we fulfilled our obligations. As the first law officer, I can't pick and choose when I decide to apply the law. An accountable government is a government who doesn't believe they're above the law.
Queensland's Attorney General Yvette Darth, ending Catherine Gregory's report.